nichnas of mematim besimcha. Second day already. The Mogen Avraham learns, mishenichnas of mematim besimcha, ein smeichim klal. Klal. Ein smeichim klal. You're not allowed to be happy at all. Ein smeichim klal. That's the way the Mogen Avraham learns. The Sharatzim brings down from Tesis B'Yevomis, it doesn't mean ein smeichim klal. It means less for Margele. And the Yisayt V'Sheir state that you have to have miut sicha. Not to talk too much. You know, you start to talk, you forget about the Avelis. Tell you a meisa, when I was a bocher in Ponovich, so, you know, some zman, the oilam would go for chizuk. So I went to Chassidish Yeshiva. The Chassidish Yeshiva for chizuk. I came to Chassidish Yeshiva. Doesn't make a difference the name. It was a younger bachrim, it's like a yeshiva ketana, a sifta. Choshev yeshiva. I was learning mishnayos there. At lunch, you know, I'm the first day in the yeshiva, I'm a guest, you know, which was a bachrim. And I hear, I'm going down to lunch, Rosh Chodesh Av, this is the day I left Ponovich for a week for chizuk. And I hear dancing coming from the dining room. Dancing, marsh. I go closer, they're singing the same niggun that we sing, Mishenichlas Odo. Mishenichlas Odo, they're singing the same, Mishenichlas Odo, Mematim Besimcha, the same niggun. And they're dancing, and they're dancing. And after a minute, the guy gives a clap, and the bocher jumps on the table. The Kotzke Rebbe zogt, Mishenichlas Odo, Mematim Koyach HaKlipes, Besimcha. And again, everyone is dancing. So interesting, I found that Shemazan and Erbach really brings it down in Alicha Shleime. It brings down like this. He said, "Ve'era pamacha she'omar tzura ve'achod ayom bochel lifnei Rabbeinu, she'yesh mishepirshu mishenichnas ov memati mesatzorois besimcha. U'mocha Rabbeinu al kach betkifes, omar kamo siluf ve'arochik min ha'emes yesh bekegoin do." והיתוכן לאסס דברתי רפלסטר והגדולים שאומרו מעניין זה it means to the קוצקר ועושים לפשטים בקוצקר ואנו לנסכבנו אל אבוידס השם בתירו במצווס בשמחה that the פשט is אבוידס השם בשמחה in these days could take it אבל לא פשט סתם תהיה בשמחה in תשע אל חודש אוב ועושים זה איסו אבל תאוידס השם בשמחה and this is what the קוצקר have a man to do אבל נשמר from that. Now, the shait mematim b'masa umatim. You're not allowed to do business. Bezmaneinu shteit shehakol kedei chayeinu. So you're allowed to. But b'masa umatim shal simcha is roi not to do. A moshe, if a person wants to buy simcha hall, zachim, does nish. Only if it takes as a yerit, that is a big shachar, he will lose money, then he's allowed to do it. Now, you're allowed to buy kelim that are not so choshuv. But if it's for decorating the house, then you're not allowed to buy, even if it's not so choshev. Choshev kelim like silver, bechers, silver, these achim you're not allowed to buy. Now, what if you need a washing machine? You're allowed to buy a washing machine or not? So, stand to buy a washing machine, not to buy. What if your washing machine broke? So, avada, you're allowed to buy a new one. But Nissim Kareli says to try to manage a washing machine. He said, anyway, you don't need, you can't do washing. So he told his little kids, he said, if you don't need, not to buy a washing machine. It's a double gun. Now, you're not allowed to buy clothing in Tisha Sayomi. People don't know this aloche. We'll see later in the second mass period. Is an issur to buy clothing in Tisha Sayomi. The same issur to mechabes clothes is an issur to buy clothing. It's one step under if rinsing the hainu. If a person has two options, either to send his clothes to the dry cleaners, or to buy a new clothes, better to buy a new clothes. Because Isur Kibbutz is more chamur from the Isur of buying a clothes. I'm not saying if he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have mechuyav to buy new clothes. But if he has a shayla, what is better to do now? To buy new clothes, or to send his clothes to the dry cleaner, better to buy new clothes. Abastan is the Isur to buy new clothes and doing the 9 days. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, even socks, you're not allowed to buy, even a yarmulke. You're not allowed to buy a yarmulke. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, Zaken, Chaim Ganievsky says, even a yarmulke and a gartel also not, as a rai from the Mishnah Berurah, from Sivkot and Vav, but it's also also. Slippers for Tisha B'Av you're allowed to buy. First, it's not clothing. But even the people that are machmer in shoes, those in the tzorche aveilus, it's possible that you're allowed to. You're allowed to buy slippers for Tisha B'Av. Again, if it's a big shayla, the motion is a big sale, you're allowed to. Now, a chosin be'etzem is not allowed to buy clothes for his wedding in the 9 days. It's a stiris of Mishnah Berurah. It's mashma. If lo yitzir, he can't get ready, his chasin is mamish after Tisha B'Av, and he will not manage to buy, he's allowed to buy even in the 9 days, because the tzorich mitzvah yitiru. You're not allowed to sew new clothing in Tisha Sayomim, but you're allowed to fix the old ones. Bir Alocha says, Shavua Shechalboi. This is one Alocha. Second Alocha is, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes in Tisha Sayomim. Now, what is called Shabbos clothes? You have to know. Shabbos clothes is two kinds of Shabbos clothes. Lemoshel, some people, by them a tie is mamish a Shabbos clothes. So they're not allowed to wear it during the 9 days. Some people, well, they don't wear a tie every day, but it's not a Shabbos clothes. A business meeting, they go with a tie. All different places. Lemoshel, a suit. Some people, by them, a suit that is the same color, the jacket and the pants, does is mamish Shabbos clothes. By them, is no weekday is only two colors. But a lot of people, they have a suit, but it's not a Shabbos clothes. It's a mechabedik clothes. It's a better suit. For all different occasions, for weddings they wear it, for this they wear it. It's not their Shabbos clothes. Then they're allowed to wear it. Now, if someone is having a date, so Shmuel Zalman Auerbach was very machmir in it, and he said like this, if lo yitzir, you don't have different clothes, and your weekday clothes look bad, so you're allowed to. But if you have a normal suit, it's not your best suit. He said, not to wear the best suit, to wear the other one, and Hashem will give siyata d'shmaya. The gabi dekale, we're much more makel. The girl that is going out, you're makel. And the bar mitzvah, the aloch is, the bar mitzvah bocher is allowed to, the father and the mother are allowed to, the cousins, it's a machlekes if they're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes in the bar mitzvah. Most boys can anoint it to Asr, but a lot of Achronim say, cousins that normally in a bar mitzvah wear Shabbos clothes, they're allowed to wear her Shabbos clothes. In the engagement, Shmuel Zalman said, the father and the mother and the chosin and the kale have to wear Shabbos clothes. They can't be machmir. He said it's a bizayin if they don't wear. So maybe it's not called covered and you're allowed. Now, in Motzei Shabbos, I want to go like this. Maybe to give you a hakdomah, it's kedai to hear it. In the Ma'aril state, that in Shabbos Chazoyim, in the time of the Ma'aril, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes. As they didn't shukhano. Our meaning is, everyone wears Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazoyim. I think maybe it's one or two kehilas yekes that don't. But in time of the Ma'aril, everyone didn't wear, the Ramah brings down, Shabbos Chazoyim, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes. Shabbos, why it changed? The Goyim, the Ramo, the first Ramo, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Avi Aben, B'moye, Loibesh Bigdei Shabbos, Aval B'Lavochi Osur, Afilu B'Shabbos Shel Chazoyim, Ein Machlifim Lilbesh Bigdei Shabbos, Ki Makotenyes Levad. Ubekil Gdei Shevil Nenegim, Al Pi Aigro, Lilbesh Bigdei Shabbos. Today, everyone follows the Goyen, even the Chassidim follows the Goyen. Why? So I want to be masbir. It's not stam. This I say alumo. We have to remember that this was the Shabbos. This Shabbos is the Shabbos Chazoyim. I tell you, my kids, I have to go away for Shabbos. So my kids are staying. So my daughter called me up today and she said, you know, I'm staying myself. So I'm like, you're right. I don't know. I want to invite all my friends for Shabbos. You know, forget Shabbos. The house is empty. Shabbos Chazoyim. You're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. You might have 5 friends with you. It's not Shabbos Chazoyim. She never heard that we don't wear Shabbos clothes. So I want to answer. It's good to know that because it's a Ramah. The Tanis is like this. I don't know if you know, some Bochrim Moshe, the Shabbos and the mistake. I saw sometimes the mistake they put on the light. I'm not saying the bad bochur. The good bochur. They switched the light and the mistake. They forgot that it's Shabbos. Sometimes in the middle of Shabbos, somebody found a ticket in his pocket. Found a shekel in his pocket. Found a pen on his bed. It happens. We're in a door that Shabbos, we're not petrified from Shabbos, Kodesh. Not scared for sure, but not. If people will wear weekday clothes in Shabbos Chazoy, and then you will see them reading newspapers in Shabbos, and from that you'll see them in the end, Michal Shabbos and a mistake. Our door is not strong enough. Cholila v'chas, a person will not wear Shabbos clothes, he will not feel Shabbos dik. Who knows what will happen? It's not written nowhere because these things you can't write. This is the reason. Everyone switched and one line in Mishnebure. Bekilu k'deisha guvilna al pi agro levshim bigde Shabbos. No Rav could take the achrayas that the people will wear a blue shirt in Shabbos. That person will not be Shabbos day. So b'meile cholilo v'chas we feel tzach Shabbos in ganzen. We don't have the koyach to have the balance against the Shabbos on the clothing. But, with the G'deik, it's a Shabbos Chazoin. It's a Shabbos Chazoin. You don't wear big the Shabbos. I'll tell you, I had a vikuach. I came once, I'm a Tamil Rishmir Shabbos to the Chosla. Come to the house. So the Rebbe asked me, she needs my help. It's not Shabbos Chazoin, it's a Shabbos. I come over. She needs help. What is help? Her daughter is having a ufuf this Shabbos. The future chosid is having a ufuf. Her daughter has a Shabbos kalim. What do I call it? And her husband, the Shmira Shabbos, doesn't want to go to the ufuf. He says he doesn't know the chosid yet. If he goes away for Shabbos, mamish bitul teir for him. His kids, he has to go, but the chosid is nishkin mechut. If I could convince him to go to the ufuf, poshut. Other side will not look at it in the right way, and she can't speak to him. If I could go to speak to my Rebbe to convince him. So I bring him a rai from the Ramo. The Ramo says you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazoyim. Aval avi achosn ve'avi akalo loyfshim bigdei Shabbos b'Shabbos chazoyim. I said, today everyone wears. But the Ramo says, Tov kuf nun alef, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazoyim. Avi achosn ve'avi akalo loyfshim bigdei Shabbos b'Shabbos chazoyim. I want to ask him a shayla. Avia kala. How do you have a kala in 3 weeks? How do you have a via kala that wears big the Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim? It's Ma'aril, Ugin Avram. The Teretz says, she'll be a kala next week. You can't have a kala. No one got married in 3 weeks. So I don't understand. Why a via kala is wearing Shabbos clothes? Well, he's going to the Shabbos kala, to the party. Where is he wearing Shabbos clothes? Al Kochuk is going to the Ufuf. He got up and he went to the Ufuf. It's interesting, Rabbi Shua Soloveitchik told me that when his father had a ufuf rebel, so the mechutin, the bonza, that came for the daven and press. So the Biskarov asked him, you never come, why you came to Shabbos? Like, what are you looking here? For what you came? Biskarov asked him, like, why you came for Shabbos? So I asked him, so I came in a... I asked him, I can't get a Ma'aril. So he said, I was not born there, what do you want from me? But the Ma'aril said, I'm just masking the Choymer of the Aloche, of wearing big day Shabbos, big day Choy, the Shabbos Chazoy. So when I've given you, say, Shabbos Chazoy, say, Shabbos Chazoy. Now, the Shaila, what happens most to Shabbos? The Chazanish was machmir to take off the Shabbos clothes, miyad most to Shabbos. The Mezalman told me that he takes off the Shtreibel Miyad. Motzei Shabbos, he Miyad takes off the Shtreibel. So I don't know if the Bochrim have to mamish change, or for sure to take off the ties. I'm Madgish, I'm saying, the real Bochrim. The Bochrim that don't know Halacha, I see them, they go around ready Mincha afternoon without the ties. Yeah, doesn't nish oizgehalt. These people, I don't think, have a hetter to wear a tie b'chla on Shabbos. Because Shabbos afternoon is driving the Raivim. So why did they take off the tie? Al Kochuk, what they were wearing a tie in Shabbos is not because they keep Shabbos. Stop, it's nice. And when it's high, when it's more chleisnish, they take it off. It's nishoizgehal. But people that wear a tie the whole Shabbos, So the Indian is, as Erev Shlomo Zalman said, to take off the Shtreimel Motzei Shabbos, and I would say to take off the tie, Glach Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos clothing, we'll go back there. What?
Erev Shabbos.
What?
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, from Chatzos, you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes.
Before
After marriage. When Tishbav Chama Motzei Shabbos, we take off the shoes before marriage. Over here, after marriage. Okay, the marriage from Motzei Shabbos, but not only after marriage, till after Avdolah, from Shabbos. It's an issur to make kibbutz. You're not allowed to rinse your clothes. It's an issur kibbutz. You're not allowed to launder your clothes. You're not allowed to even to give it to a goy, and also to a sfardi, you're not allowed to give it. To a goy, and not to a sfardi. Meaning to say, I will explain. The sfardim only don't do kibbutz next week. So a lot of, one of the stores here, he told Oilam, I'm a sfardi, give me your clothes. I keep only next week. You're Ashkenazim, but I could do it. So he took all the Bochim's clothing and he was doing kibbutz. You're not allowed to. Shake me fool, you're not allowed to give to a guy. He's a kalbochem and not a sfardi. Even that is a tzad not like that, in Hilchei Shabbos, Amir Lenochi Lemoshel is also, but if you make Kabbal Shabbos early, you're allowed to tell a different year to do a melochem. But though you're not allowed, I'm saying it because there's a big milchama here. A lot of Bochim went the hour before, 9 days, and he gave a special cheap price. And everyone gave his clothing there. And he was doing it for the 3 days. I don't have a issue. And he's allowed to bear it. He's allowed to tell everyone he will do it after it and then to cheat and do it. That's what I told him. If he says that he's doing it after it, and then no one knows. Now, Lemaise, most poiskim hold, you're not allowed to bring that negiah to put it that 5 minutes before 9 days in the washing machine and to go me'elov. Most poiskim ask, some want to say that it's mutter. Now, what would be, it's a big chumri of a stipler, of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlomo Zalman was mamish against it. The stipler holds, it happens a lot of times, you're eating in yeshiva and something spritzes on your shirt. Together you eat with a fork and epis. It's oitzes. Now, there's two oitzes. To take off the shirt, 9 days, you know, not gishmak, you don't have enough shirt. Or to go to the sink and just take off. The stipler holds you oiver and kibbutz betisha sayomi. Oiver and kibbutz betisha sayomi. Kibbutz. Kibshuva. And the same thing in Chalamoyed, he holds it's an Isur Kibbutz. Shlomo Zalman holds, there's no Isur Kibbutz. It's not called Kibbutz, it's taking off the dirt. So this is the classic case of Shlomo Zalman's fault. It's not Mishkan Kibbutz, it's taking off the dirt.
It's not mistaken.
So take off the shirt. Now if you don't have, we'll see later what happens if someone doesn't have different shirts. But you have another shirt.
You're lazy.
I have a suffix alamol. I had a suffix happened to me in yeshiva here. I was eating lunch and my shirt got dirty. So I wanted to be machmir the stipler. But my suffix was, I don't have a different shirt here. I go around the whole day like this. Sfek sfeke, chayv misa. Suffolk Rebab, Suffolk Tamit Chochem, but the Sfek Sfek, yeah? Tzadi Chayim Misi, you go around the Rebab, Tzachil Lashem, Tzachil Lashem. So then am I a maker, the Chayigavna a maker to rinse it. Abba Lamoshel, the 9 days started this week, I put on a shirt, I came home, it got dirty. I changed, got 4 shirts in one evening, went away. My wife got just washing, Yisrael Kippus, Stipler. But again, this is Shlomo Zalman holds that it's muta. Now, the same thing is a chumre in Yerushalayim, not to rinse the floors in Tisha Sayomim also. The Isur Kibbutz goes also on the floors. Lemaisa mi'ikar adin it's muta, but the minig is to ask you, the Kovet Shabbos, Kovet Bismedrash, you're allowed to. If his kids are crawling on the floor, you're allowed to. If it's very dirty, you're allowed to. What is the Hefzer? Yes, you're allowed to. It's a couple more reasons, but ain't a be allowed to. He's asking a shayla. I got today 10 times this kasha from 10 different people that are, you know, are renting out their apartments, and the condition was that they will leave it clean. Lemay said it's dirty. They want to know if they're allowed to rinse it before or not. So the reason that the yomato to them is not only because hefse, because it's only a minik be'alme, it's not me'ikar adin. So b'chaygav, you're allowed to let them to rinse the floor. Now we have Vaita. The kids of clothes of kids. Aloch is lemaisa till 6, 5. You're allowed to 5, 6 years old. You're allowed to rinse their clothes, but you're not allowed to add in the same washing. People have a mistake. They think agav the washing for the kids. They're allowed to put many more things in the washing machine. It's a mistake. You're not allowed to. Polishing your shoes. Shemazan and Rabbi Yashiv hold that it's also, and Moshe holds you're allowed to. Rabbi Moshe holds that you're allowed to, he says, but not to shiny it after it. You know, you put it, then you have like a special brush. You go over, that shines it. Especially the people that do with that that cream, not with the liquid one. The liquid one, you just... the cream, you put the cream, and then you polish it, you shine it. This you're not allowed to. About Letzerich Kovet Shabbos, Sair Rebel Yashim Shabbos Shulzam and Hold, you're allowed to. Because again, we already spoke last time that even Kibbutz Me'ikar Adin would be Mutal Kovet Shabbos. We don't do it Lemaise. About Bemele, to polish your shoes the Kovet Shabbos, you're allowed to. The hat, to brush your hat, the stomach is Mutal. I don't think it's also, I didn't think about it.
It's
different. Polishing a shoe, you it's considered a Maisa Kibbutz.
No, stain in the shirt.
Stain is washing it with water. If you go to that guy outside to clean your hat, maybe it's also. I'm speaking about brushing with a hat. I think it's Mutal Legamra. I just don't want to say it. To go to that special guy outside that spits a different Zachan on the hat and cleans it, this I think is a Kibbutz tak. I think they call it even Kibbutz. And in first state, kibbutz kova. They call it the kibbutz. But to go with a brush, I think it's just taking off the dust. It's no shaykhis. Right. Kolshkin not mutter, kolshkin not
mutter. You're taking anything out?
It's two different zachen. The shoes also, you can accept kolshkin from Shemazam. And he himself said that his shoes are also the polished. So you say noch a rider, it's mutter. I'm saying it's mutter. Noch a mutter. Now, is another aloha and kibbutz that chutz from the isu to do kibbutz, even if someone else did kibbutz, even if the kibbutz was before Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear the clothes that are mechubos. This is the Ramo Paskin. You're not allowed to wear b'godi mechubosi. And it's not a small aloha, the Gemara is the aloha of Shiva Nekiv and Meisho, and the Ramo is Machmir Mamash Chidushim. Not only even towels that are Mechubosim, you're not allowed to use them. Only for the Tiras Yadayim. Same thing, you're not allowed to put fresh linen on. Isur Kibbutz. So what you do? Lekovet Shabbos, you're allowed to. But what not Lekovet Shabbos? So there's one eitzah that this year we're speaking already after the Rosh Chodesh, that people wear a half an hour every shirt before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, and before the 9 days, and it becomes mutter. Or some people do it in Shabbos Chazoy, every hour they wear a different one. Shem Zalman holds it's allowed to, it's not called mechim, but not to say cloth, I'm preparing the shirts. What are you doing now? I'm preparing my shirts. This is called mechim. I'll be allowed to change shirts. Some people think they wear 10 shirts together, Reisachlish. So what happens if you didn't prepare? Or it's hard for you to prepare? So the eitzah is you put it on the floor, you step on it a little bit, and it gets dirty and you're allowed to. Some people don't like to do it. I did it, nothing happens. But if you don't want, you put it on your bed, and you rest, and you go to the rest in the afternoon, you rest on the shirts. So they come like creasy, and then there's no problem. It's really not mechubas.
Let it sleep on.
What?
Let it sleep on clothing.
Let it on the side, not under your head. It's not under your head, it's okay. Now, is a machlekes apoiskim if only clothes that are made not like a shirt, not a pants and not a suit, clothes that are made for sweat, all different kinds of underwear, or even socks, also have to be prepared or not? Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Kareli told that everything has to be prepared. The Cholkim Taina not like that. Why? They say it's not called Derech Avroah. It's not Derech Tainu. Fresh shirt is Derech Tainu. It's nice. This is Poshet. Echatimtze. The Moshel, a guest comes. The Kula Ami allowed to put fresh linen. Again, it's not Derech Tainu. You yourself, when you change your linen, you know, the housekeeper comes, she cleans the house, and she changes the linen fresh. Thus is also to do in 9 days. But when a guest comes, this is partial minimum of cleanness. So what is the eitzah? So in underwear, for sure, the eitzah is you take it, you put it on the floor, with the shoe, you go around the floor a little bit, it doesn't make a difference. It's oiz mechubis, but it doesn't have to be clean. It doesn't make a difference to get some shoe marks. Machen gestreiz. Like having the shirts, the ma'aseh Shabbos Abadi, you're allowed to wear everything fresh. If someone has a hotel, he has to ask a shayla. I will explain why he has to ask a shayla. I don't want now, about no one here owns a hotel. But the hainu like this, I said before, you're allowed to change to the guest. So what is the question? The tenant says, but I don't know if you know, in the hotels they change every day. The same guest is there, and they change every day. And this is the shayla. Problem is, if you don't change, you'll not get paid. And emotionally, if you're the guest, you have to tell them, you know, you could put like a sign, don't come to my room. Not to let them to change your linen. So I said, this already you have to ask a shayla. Now we'll go by them. Is the Isur Rechitze in 9 days? So first we'll say what state the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll say what people do, and then we'll say what is right to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, Osur Lirchoitz Kol Aguf Afilu Betzoinen. Is the Isur of Shulchan Aruch. The same Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to put on a light in Shabbos. Same Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to kill a person. The same Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to rinse Kol Aguf Betzoinen. I'm asking, it's Aloch and Shabbos, because Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. So now we'll see, what is Doicha this Shulchan Aruch? You have to know, a person that doesn't have a heter, we have a promise in Chazal. Kol She'einu Misabel Al Yerushalayim is a promise. Einu Zoicha V'roya Bevinyono. We said already last week. Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roya Bevinyono V'chol She'einu Misabel Einu Zoicha. We asked the Kashe, Pshite, Kol Misabel Zoicha Fashteten Kol She'einu Misabel Einu Zoicha. The answer is Kol Misabel Zoicha V'roya Kol Oine Omen Yishmira V'kirim L'Gzal Din Shal Shivim Shana. And if it's not Oine, sometimes you're not Korea, but could be if you'll do Matan B'Seis, it will also be Korea, Gzaldin. Could be if Lama Zagon, he will learn Basmada 12 hours, could be also Korea, Gzaldin. So here, call up Misabel Yerushalayim Zoyche V'roye. What if he's not Misabel? Maybe for different things he'll be Zoyche. Zog de Gmore Nein, Eino Zoyche V'roye. So if the Moshul, he took a shower when he didn't have to take a shower, we have a promise that he will not be Zoyche V'roye B'vinyon. This means Kosha Eino Misabel. And on Pi Aloha, he didn't have a head to take a shower when he took a shower. We have a promise on this person, Eino Zoicha V'roya Bevinyon. Now we have to find out, I'll tell you more from that. A person that takes a shower and doesn't go to find out, he's for sure also Eino Misabel. If he goes to Shir and Danzach, then finds a Hetel, even if he had a mistake, no. But if it's Eino Somalev, no, it's Meseder, it's Muta. Because there is something, they will not let him in. He'll be there outside. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Osu lichotz kol gufoi betzafilu betzoynen." Ponov yodav veraglov is muta. What is ponov? Face, not the hair. People think ponov is roish. This is roish. Ponov is only the face. Only the face. What is yodav? So the machlekes is if it's only the first part, until here, elbow. Till the elbow. But there's no tzad that you could go till the shoulder. Same thing in the foot. What is the foot? Some people say till the knee, but not till the top. If not, the person will say all the hands, all the feet. So it'll be easier to say, just don't reach the stomach. The Spanish does it. Say, pon of yod of araglov. Pon of yod of araglov. So I'm not there, say, it's stuck in the head. More from that. We'll go by it. Now, some people, they say, yeah, but we are from Chutz La'aretz, and we have a head. I want to deal with that shyness of Shemzam and Ayobach speaks about the klo. I want to be masbir. First, from where it came that these people thought that they're allowed to, and then we'll explain why they're wrong. The halacha is rechitza shel tainug is osu. Rechitza shel tainug is osu. They claim it's not rechitza shel tainug. In a second we'll see, I'm dirty, I'm sweating. We'll go about in a second to the details. But before the details, Shem Zalman Ayoba says like this. In the old days, was no cars, was no air conditioning. So, starts off the weather today without no air condition. And if you have to go to Bnei Brak, how much you'll be schwitzing when you're sitting on the donkey. So you're right, today the people are very spoiled. What is the time? The old days they took a shower once a week. So again, they skipped Tisha Sayomi. today we take it every day. Some people take it two times a day. So that's what we can without it. You're right. But these people then, they took once a week. But they really sweat. There's no air conditioning. Now here in this room, no one is sweating. You dried up already. The air conditioning dried you up. Okay, a little bit oil stayed. But it's not so pushy to say, today I'm spoiled. And the time of Chazal was terrible. They didn't have clothes to change. This means that Loch doesn't speak about how to prepare the clothes. They own one or two clothes. Thus it does. So Shtal Tzach Tzu, one to two clothes, a week without a shower, without air conditioning. So you're right that our matzah will be more spoiled. But Hashem gave us connected to spoil. We could change our clothes every day. We could go to air conditioning. We have cold drinks. They didn't have cold drinks. There was no music of a cold drink. Isis, Mandachar Shmei. Mandachar Shmei. Now you have to know if our matzah, I want to read what Rav Shlomo Zalman, the God of Lado, says. Tov Chof Gimel. ונשאל רבינו איך יש לו ערס לבני חוץ לארץ הדורים עתו בארץ ישראל ורגילים לרחוץ בכל יום והישל דמישהו בגדר איסטה נשממש שורי ברחיצה אבל בסתמו אין להחזיקום באיסטניס אלא שרגילים בכך לסיינו ואף להרגילים בכך הוא מרגיש עם קוישי בלרחיצו אין נראה להתר יויסו מבייס פעמים בשבוע ועל כל פנים, בצורפ, ודאי אין להוקר. ודאי אין להוקר. Now, let me again, I want to go to the protim למייסה. Just first, בקלוליסטיק. Again, a person is מסופק, so it's a סופק if he מסע בירושלים, זכה ורואה, אין אין זכה ורואה. Now, the halacha betzoinen, we said, you're allowed to rinse pono b'yodo v'raglo betzoinen. What is betzoinen? It doesn't mean it has to be freezing. People have a mistake. It has to be freezing. You're allowed to put hot water into the cold water that you will not be freezing. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from the heat. Oh, I want a hot shower. But to take away the coldness of the water, that it will not be freezing for me, avada you're allowed to. Now, k'tanim, you're allowed to. They have different things. It's not called Rechitzas time. A person, Lama Zogin, is really sweating. It's mamish. He went to play Friday. He's not Isul to go to play and then to Schwitz. It's a different Isul to go to play. I'm a Rebbe of their Isul. But I'm saying, Mitzal Etzem Adobo, a person is allowed to go to run, to do Zachen, and he has to take off. Avada is allowed to. Lekula Alma, you're allowed to brush your teeth even with toothpick inside. Now, some people say that a person that is not used to brushing his teeth is also tend to do it in 9 days. If he's not used to do it. So again, it's a chitze with soap, be'etzer. Now, in Erev Shabbos, again, in time of the Mishneh Berurah says, Mutor ponov, yodo, veraglo, veroishoy. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says. And betzoinen, not even bechamim. Shabbos brings down Misha Rogil b'kol Erev Shabbos b'chamim. He's allowed to do ponov yodo v'raglo v'roishoy b'chamim, but without a soap. Lemaisa, the poskim can say that today you're allowed to do ponov yodo v'raglo and the whole body b'chamim with soap and Erev Shabbos. Someone that is very hot to him and mamash disturbs his learning, they say l'tzarich mitzvah is allowed to take a shower taket, but not with hot water. B'tzayna. Again, a tzarich learning. But if he's planning to stay in the room to read after the book, then Rabbani didn't want to be making for him. Now, some people wanted to say a teirim for people again that are mamish tchak, that they do eva. They rinse the hand, they wipe it, they rinse the other hand. Lekula alme, the Americans, that it's very hard for them without showers, and Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to take a shower with soap. Why? Because for them that it's so hard, so even if it will not be matter for them during the week, but the Kovet Shabbos, the Kula Alma, it's Kovet Shabbos for them to rinse, and it'll be a chison of Kovet Shabbos if they will not take a shower. Till 3 years old, as we said again, ketanim that have lice and different zachim you're allowed to, but want to be little ketanim. So till 3 years old, most boys can hold, they're allowed to go even to the swimming pools, you're allowed to make little zachim to them. Rabbi Yashiv holds even maybe till 5. Rabbi Brandefer is machmir. To go to the mikveh, a prisoner is used to going every week to the mikveh, the Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to go this week also to the mikveh. Weiter. Is the Isur, and this Isur Take, I was not nichshel today, Take, I forgot to think about it. I want to be masbir. Is the Isur to eat basar and yayin and tisha sayomi. Everyone knows this halacha. So interesting thing. Frankly, from the Zaman Oyerbach, the Zamotne Zach, Ovel is allowed to eat basar and allowed to drink wine. Everyone knows that halacha. Nu yayin lo oivet. Sura savroet. But he's not allowed to learn Torah. In the 9 days, we're allowed to learn, but we're not allowed to eat basar v'yayin. Maybe we'll be fakel. I start talking under attack in 9 days, don't learn. Maybe the choshesh to that shita. I'm a mepashnis, and the tisha and avelis, we don't learn, but we eat basar v'yayin. And in tisha sayomi, we learn, but we don't eat basar v'yayin. Zogim shemazam and oyavah, the siva is poshet. Her ovel is very sad. He doesn't need that you remind him that his father was nifter. He could eat basar, drink wine, nagelish. Aber teire is noch the eilike teire. This taki could make someone to forget about. So b'meir the other is not allowed to learn. Masha'ein came 9 days, we don't feel the chol of him. So b'meir we don't eat basar, we don't drink wine, we don't take showers. We start to get to that atmosphere. But if we will not learn, we'll forget to take care of ourselves. For sure we're not member of HaMikdash. As we learn in Teire, and you see, the Bnei Teire, the people that attack and involved with the Teire, these people will efshar be misabel on the Chum. They will start to learn, they will attack and misabel on the Chum. So maybe it's a Kum Fakir, so maybe it's a Kum Fakir, so maybe they will attack and to learn Teire and Tisha Sayomim, but not to eat basar. Now, is the Isur to eat basar, not only basar, a potato that was cooked together with basar, you're not allowed to eat the potato. But what would be if it's a fleshy kepat? Even a ben yoyma, you're allowed to eat it. Now, what would be if nisbato b'shishim a basar, you're allowed to? Now, here's the shiloh. A person amol goes to a choshebe restaurant and he gets fish. I'm telling you, lemoshel. Person will go lemoshel to the plaza. So again, I'm not going into the halacha there if you're allowed to eat there during the week or not. Yeah? Behelem del shaylem. I'm going to behelem del shaylem. Now, they serve a choshev salmon. You have to know, in the menu, most of these places, how you, they put a little bit of wine to give a choshev taste to the fish. You're not allowed to eat that fish. Loy mi boye, if it's not shishim, for sure it's also, even if it's shishim, if it gives a taste, especially I saw take, in a lot of the menus, it says, this fish, this taste of wine. You look in the details, though. Think of it as a book that you could read. It says there, this fish and that kind of wine. It's also, now the ladies in the kitchen, Alamal asked the shayla, a lot of the chocolate cakes also have to put wine inside. So it's a shayla. If it gives a taste, it's for sure also. If not, so why she puts it in? But aloha and butter b'shishim is, started a mistake, something fell inside. So it's a big vikuach in the Poiskes Vaneinu. Some say only if you feel the wine-ish taste. Some chocolate cakes, if you know how to mafkin, if you think about it now, and something comes from the drop of wine that you put inside. So you have to know, a lot of times, you go to a kosher store, doesn't have a badatz, letisha sayom. You're eating the milk in a restaurant. But they put wine inside. So you have to know, when someone brings you a kosher fish from a place, like you have to be makpid. Now, till what age? The Mishnah Berurah says that a cotton that is healthy, even shelo yigia liisabel al Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to eat. The hayu. I wonder, it's three kinds of ketanim. It's ketanim, Rabbi Eliashiv holds, avada you're allowed to give them. Two you're allowed to give them. Then you have a cotton, sheyigia lechinuch, lamazar in 5, but lo yigia liisabel al Yerushalayim. Here is a shayla. Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir. And the world is machmir even below yigia lechinuch. But again, it has to be that he has a shiur. But if he's mamash, a little kid, you don't have to be machmir. What would be if a person makes shahakoil, a piece of chicken, and he remembers his 9 days? So to taste a little bit. Same thing in wine. Someone that is sick is allowed to eat meat and to drink wine, meikar adin, from Zion Be'ov, people are machmir, but not to rush to be meikar on it. Kibalti miraboisai, that again, if you're in a hospital, they serve normal meat, and vavad you're allowed to eat. But if a person is a little bit sick, even though meikar adin you're allowed to, again, because in our days, not to rush to say you're sick. I think this year, the Val, I only had to be making, I think, the five people that they were sick, you know, that the Mishpacha was sick, to eat fleishiks. Not to rush, even that the Etzem is a mocker. Now, Suda Shabbos, I'm saying that because it was a Yingimani, he didn't know, so he asked someone, and that Rav told him also. His wife can't eat nothing else. She loved it. He only could eat this. So he asked me, Shalish, and Hoyra Chochom. There's a cloud, Hoyra again, Shechonol, because Nishke no Hoyra, yeah? Now, Suda Shabbos, Shalish Shudas, you're allowed to eat fleishiks. What if you have the Shabbos meal? It's Mamshich, Raibin the Raibin, and it's Mamshich into the 9 days. Shabbos Chazoy. The Mishneh Brura is maker, but he brings down that Yesh Machmiri. It's a big shaila how to learn pshat in that Mishneh Brura. But yesh al malismoich, yesh al malismoich, but the ma'aseh is too g'day to see tov kuf nun alef sikot nun vov in the Mishneh Brura, two shittas. If a person doesn't have a minig and he's not in a place that the minig is to be mamshich, it's better not to, but avada yesh al malismoich. Men have a malkes, a machlekes, but the litvish and no one eats fleishiks, sedor rebbes by the chsidim, that they're making also Mlave Malke. But you have to know, it's only a person that normally eats Choshev Mlave Malke. But a Bocher that sometimes doesn't wash Mlave Malke, and eats a little piece of cake, he can't come this Mlave Malke, he's marking on the Shittas to eat flesh, it's Mlave Malke. That's kind of that. That's just the Arome Baal. What? Bris Yilam. Havdole, what do you do in Havdole? It says, two minhogim. The Welt's minhog is you give to a cotton. The best thing is a cotton sheigia lechinuch v'leigia lisaber l'Yerushalayim. If there's no cotton, or so you're allowed to drink yourself. So again, it's three minhagim. Either you give to a cotton sheigia lisaber l'Yerushalayim, if not you drink yourself, or bichlal you give even to a cotton till bar mitzvah, if not you drink yourself. If there's no one around, you're allowed to drink yourself. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was not makpid on this halacha, and he drank himself. He was not looking for a cup.
Drink how much?
Revis. Shlomo Zalman was not machmir, but he said to drink grape juice, not to drink wine for Abdullah. He said grape juice mi'ikar adin is not osu, it's yain migitoi, and it's only a minig be'alme, v'meile it's muta. So Shlomo Zalman was not makpi to give it to a kid, but he said to use grape juice and not to use wine. The Ma'aseh said to cut the nails, Shabur brings down shittas with that. The Ikir Halacha is that till Shavua Shechalboi you're allowed to cut the nails. Shavua Shechalboi, next week people are makpi not to cut the nails. The Ma'aseh, some people hold even from Tisha Sayomim not to cut, but the Kula Alma Letzerich Shabbos you're allowed to cut your nails. Now we'll go weiter. This year Lemaise, one mamish b'ktzorot to touch a couple of halachas of Tisha B'Av, but Lemaise to speak about Motzi Tisha B'Av, because this year Motzi Tisha B'Av is Chalel Erev Shabbos and has different halachas. So mamish just to touch the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and we'll go gleich to Motzi Tisha B'Av. Minogi Erev Tishabo. Lo yetayel Erev Shabbos achar chatzois, and lo yetayel Erev Tishabo achar chatzois. The meaning is we don't learn from Erev Tishabo after chatzois, only dvorim amutorim. Adere ha-mekel till Tishabo, a person that is very hard for him not to learn Gemara and dvorim amutorim, he doesn't connect, he could be mekel to learn till the night. We don't say tachmon Erev Tishabo, kor olay moyed lishbor bachurai. You're not allowed to eat basar v'yayim b'suda mafsekes midine. Anyway, a choyle l'moshol. Then he's not allowed to eat me'ikar adin. Lemaise is a machlekes if you're allowed to eat fish in suda mafsekes. A lot of people are machmir. Some people say herring you're allowed to eat. Lemaisa, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat two tafshilim in sudah b'fsekes. Two tafshilim could mean potatoes and chicken, even if it was made in one dish, or even if it's the same potatoes, if it was made in two different kind of dishes, or two lemoshel, one soft and one hard, you're also not allowed to eat it. But lemoshel, what would it be if you have potatoes and you have little rings of onions inside the potatoes? It's not called two tafshilim, it's called one tafshil. Or you have some chicken with a little bit of sesame or different zachen on top of the chicken, it's called one tafshil. Now, the minig is what Klal Yisrael does lemaisa, there's no way that you will not stay hungry. So what we do is, you eat one meal before mincha, and this is a full meal, and then you daven mincha, and you have a begin. And after that, you eat a piece of bread and a boiled egg that is not hot or cold. Now, the minig is that you don't eat it in a group, you have to eat a sudas mafsekes b'yechidus. That you'll not be mischayev b'zimun. Allowed to eat with one guy, but not three guys. Even if lemaisa three guys are eating together, you don't do a zimun. The minig is to sit on the floor in sudas mafsekes in a place that is not choshev, not in lemoshev, in the living room. But that's still a small corner, not in a choshev place. Now, the minig is to sit on the floor, but you don't have to take off your shoes. Al pi Kabbalah, you put something in between yourself and the floor. After the sudah mafsekes, you're allowed to sit in the chair. Me'ikar adin, till shkia, you're allowed to eat even after sudah mafsekes. Kozman, you didn't say you mekabel the tainis. But because it's a machlekes, it's better before you wash, before you my machoinim, and before you bench. You say, I'm not mekabel the tainis till the night. Shem Zaman Oyabach told me, even a person that is hard for him to fast, we're not going to get the ladies, Mu'boris, that can't fast, but to sit on the floor and to eat the Sudah Mafsekes. There's no Shaykh of the Sudah Mafsekes to what you fast. He brings down from the Goyen explains that like in Avelis we have a Sudah Savroe. The Sudah Savroe from the Avelis from Tisha B'Av is the Sudah that we eat, Sudah Mafsekes. But mele, even that a person that fast is not fasting, to eat the Sudah Mafsekes. Tisha B'Av is also Be'achil Eshtir Echitza V'Sicho. Sicho, you're not allowed to put perfume on. About the other end that doesn't have a smell, you're allowed to put on. Again, only if you put it in the amount that you don't want to have a bad smell. But if you want to make yourself wet and to feel refreshed from that, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to have shoes, you have to have ni'ilas ha-sandal. And it's for two reasons you have to have ni'ilas ha-sandal. One reason is because it's one of the chamisha inuim that you chayev and tisha b'av. And chutz from that, it's medina avelis. I want to explain. Yom Kippur also has all these chamisha, achil, shtir, achitz, sicho, ni'ilas ha-sandal, mitash, mishamito. But we don't sit on the floor in Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, it's not a din of Avelus. It's only Chamisha Inuim. And Tisha B'Av is two dins. It's one din Avelus, and it's one din Chamisha Inuim. It was a ma'aseh that Reb Chaim's mother had to go to court. He had to go to some doctor. So the halacha, if you have to go, you're allowed to wear shoes. So Reb Chaim told her to go afternoon, not in the morning. Because he says in the morning, is two reasons you're not allowed to wear shoes. One reason because Chamisha Inuim, and one reason because Avelus. That Avelis, like we sit on the chair after Chatzois, because the Avelis ready is not less, so that Avelis ready is less. So it's better to wear the shoes after Chatzois than to wear the shoes in the morning. Now, the minig is till Chatzois, not to sit on the bench. Not to learn the whole day. The minig is you don't say shalom to your friend the whole day. If someone said to you shalom, you answer quietly, shalom. You're not allowed to smoke. For sure not in public, and for sure not before Chatzois. Someone is very hard for him not to smoke, after Chatzos, not in public, you're allowed to, we're going to behail him the issue of smoking. You're not allowed to do melocha, and you're not allowed to give presents in Tisha B'Av. Someone goes in a bus, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to sit, aber yesh machmirim that it might be to stand. Avad, if it blacks the way, or as chashash sakome, avad, you're allowed to sit. And the car, lekula al, you're allowed to sit. Now, every Shulchan Aruch Paskin, because Beis HaMikdash was burning, also Motzei Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat by night, and you're not basar, and you're not allowed to drink, Av Beleil Yod, Shulchan Aruch. I want to read this inside, because this is Negev this year, and the big machleik is how to learn Halacha L'maaseh. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Siman Tov Kuf Nun Ches. The Tisha B'Av Le'es Erev, Tisha B'Av Afternoon, they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash, and it burned the whole 10 days. ויקח מן הבוסור שלו לאכול בוסור ולשליש לו יין בליל עשירי ויום העשירי. זה ברמון שכונור בגזר. שזה סמיץ ויולאוטו. זוג ברמו, הגויב יש מחמירים עד חצי סיועים ולא יויסו. עד חצי סיועים ולא יויסו. So this every year we don't eat fleishiks and we don't drink wine till chatzos the day after it. The Mishnah Berurah adds every year, not this year, he adds another zachar. And hu adin shel halichos b'merchatz v'lesaper v'lechabes. All these halachos are noyeg till chatzos. The bir halacha brings down a big machlekes. No, only bosel v'yayin. Aber shal dvarim muta. Aber in chitzav tisperes leichmiru. Motzos el harav shiuri shehitir. Koshel orkel kama achoyin zmaneinu etiku din zel ma'isa. So the Maaseh Klal Yisrael mekabel to be machmir every year, not to drink wine, not to drink eat basal, not to rinse, not to be mechabes, not to mistaber, till Motzei, Tisha B'Av, and Chatzos. Till Yom Asiri b'Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down like this: Kshechal Tisha B'Av b'Yom Hei, like this year, if Mashiach will not come, so Tisha B'Av, the Averes of Tisha B'Av will be b'Yom Chamishi Abo Aleinu L'Toivo. She'oz Yom Asiri Hu Erev Shabbos. Muto bekol ze lekovet Shabbos. Everything is muto lekovet Shabbos. Bekol ze. Now, I want to read the Mishnah Berurah to make it clear because here it's the Ramos says agoyev yesh machmirim ad chatzos. Vehu adin shlo elichetz b'merchatz v'lesaper v'lechabes ad chatzos. Ukshechal tishba b'yei meisha oz yim asiriyut erev Shabbos muto bekol ze lekovet Shabbos. What is bekol ze? So some people say because it goes on everything. Bosor, Yain, Kibbutz, everything is mutar lekavod Shabbos. Everything is mutar lekavod Shabbos. So like this. From the morning, for sure state that it's mutar. The Shaila, what happens from the night? What happens from the night? So the person wants to say like this. Me'ikar adin, everything is mutar from the night. Everything is mutar from the night. וכן מותר לך בזה ומזור. הסכימו האחרונים שכבר באור ליום שישי מוצא הטיינס מותר עשר רחיצה והקיבוץ. שריצ'ובה בשם ליאור רבה. So, the Sharet Shuvah says that it's mutar. Now, if you read the Sharet Shuvah inside, he says these words. And here's a big bikuach. It's kedai to know it because this is the red of this year. I'm bereid. כשחל ביום ווב, מותר להסתפר שחרס. מותר להסתפר שחרס. So some wanted to say it's מותר only from the morning. למעשה, all the poskim are asking that it's מותר from the night, but not בוסר ויין. תספוירס, רחיצה וקיבס are מותר from the night. בצירוף, that the Mishnah Berurah anyway had a tzad that it's not also בכלל. We are machmir. Oh, but here it's mutter from the night. And here came a huge machlekes. Some poiskim hold, that it's only mutter to make a kibbutz lekovet Shabbos. Oh, but stamp to rinse clothes, it's also. If you're rinsing lekovet Shabbos, you're allowed to put it inside the washing machine. Oh, but stamp, you're not allowed to make kibbutz. Stamp to take a shower, Shemazama said like this. If it's the shower for Shabbos, you could take it. But if Motzei Tisha B'Av, you jump into the shower and tomorrow you plan to take another shower, it'll be awesome. The Machzeh Eliyahu says no. Val it's Erev Shabbos, le'gozru b'zayis Hashanah. Le'gozru b'zayis Hashanah. So again, le'maisa like this. Me'ikar adin, yesh al ma'lis moich, someone needs to take a shower, he's allowed to take from the night be'etzem. Just not to drink bosel v'yayin by night. And also, even in the morning, not to drink Bosel V'Yayin till Chatzos. Because Bosel V'Yayin is very shvel to say that it's a Tzerech Shabbos. What? Maybe at the ima. Maybe at the ima you'll be allowed to. Aber stam, it's hard to say it's the kovet Shabbos. Kibus rechitza v'tisporis is the kovet Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that it's only mutter if you're doing it already the kovet Shabbos. The ones that are cholik can say, well, they have to be matirat already, no matter they're matir everything. So I want to make it in three levels. Kibus rechitza, and anyway, the mishnebura had a tzad that it's mutter, so for sure you could be soymech to do it even if you're not doing it the kovet Shabbos. If you're a machmir, to try to be machmir. But on Bosor v'yayin, even Shiesh Makilim, is roi to be machmir this year also, not to eat it till Chatzos. Rachmoni zakeinu shibona b'samikdosh, b'mheiro b'yomeinu amen.